Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, March 18th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. Leading off today, Mark Gurman at Bloomberg reports that Apple's suppliers are gearing up to begin mass production of two new models of AirPods starting in May. The new AirPods models represent a new two-tier lineup for the non-pro AirPods. The AirPods 3 will be replaced with two different AirPods 4 models. Both of the AirPods 4 updates will get an updated design, improved fit, and charge with USB-C. The higher-end pair will also support active noise cancellation and Find My, similar to the AirPods Pro. The difference between the higher-end AirPods 4 and the AirPods Pro will be the in-ear design. AirPods Pro use silicone tips that go inside your ear, while AirPods 4 will not. The new AirPods 4 models are intended to replace the current product lineup where Apple sells AirPods 2 for $129 and AirPods 3 for $179. Bloomberg says that Apple is planning to produce between 20 and 25 million units of the new AirPods 4 models, which would be the biggest launch ever for new AirPods. You can expect them to arrive alongside the debut of the iPhone 16 sometime this fall. A new hardware generation of AirPods Pro is not expected to arrive until 2025, while AirPods Max will get an update later this year that adds a USB-C port for charging, but no other new features. Next up today, in an interesting twist, Walmart and Apple have teamed up to keep the M1 MacBook Air on the market for an impressively low price of $699. In a press release this weekend, Walmart said that it is now selling the base model M1 MacBook Air, which comes a week after Apple introduced the M3 MacBook Air and stopped selling the M1 MacBook Air itself. While Walmart has historically sold Apple devices like the iPhone, the iPad, and the Apple Watch, it has never sold Macs directly. Instead, it's relied on third-party partners to sell the Mac through its online marketplace. Walmart emphasized that it teamed up with Apple on this partnership to keep the affordable M1 MacBook Air available on the market to give users a way to enter the Mac ecosystem at a lower price point. Apple reshuffled its MacBook lineup last week, introducing the M3 MacBook Air at $1099 and dropping the M2 MacBook Air to $999. And as part of these changes, Apple also stopped selling the M1 MacBook Air, which had previously been available for $999. This new $699 price point for the M1 MacBook Air through Walmart makes it the lowest cost MacBook from Apple and second only to the Mac Mini in terms of the cheapest Mac from Apple. Whether or not Apple and Walmart have plans to expand their partnership beyond the M1 MacBook Air remains to be seen. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream is the best way to watch every single NCAA March Madness game this year. Watch every game using the DirecTV Stream app on all of your devices, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV. Plus, you can save $30 per month for a limited time only, just in time for March Madness. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more and to subscribe to DirecTV Stream today. My thanks to DirecTV Stream for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Running out today, Bloomberg reports that Apple is in talk to use Google Gemini to power some of its new artificial intelligence features on the iPhone. Bloomberg says that the two companies are in active negotiations for Apple to license Gemini, which is Google's set of generative AI models, to power some new features coming to the iPhone later this year. In addition to the talks with Google, Bloomberg says that Apple also recently held discussions with OpenAI and is also continuing development on its own generative AI models. The story explains that Apple is preparing new AI capabilities as part of iOS 18 based on its own AI models, but those enhancements will be focused on features that operate on device instead of via the cloud. Apple is looking for a partner like Google or OpenAI to help work on the AI features that would be powered via the cloud. The generative AI features in question would theoretically be baked into Siri and other apps, while Apple's own in-house AI features would be focused on providing users with information and conducting tasks on their behalf in the background. Looking at the rest of the industry, Google announced a partnership with Samsung in February to have Gemini power summarization features for the new Galaxy S24, and Google sees partnerships like that as key to the future of Gemini, and a deal with Apple would be one of the biggest possible deals it could make. Bloomberg also points out that Apple could ultimately tap multiple different partners and sign deals with both Google and OpenAI, similar to like it does with Search and its web browsers. In the case of Search, Google is the default, but users are free to switch to other search engines like DuckDuckGo. But ultimately, Bloomberg says that any deal is unlikely to be announced before WWDC, which is set to take place in June, and Google and Apple haven't decided the terms or branding of an AI agreement or finalized how it would be implemented, so the talks are described as active but still ongoing. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Be sure to check out 9to5mac.com/join to find an ad-free version of the show for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.